Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutritionist has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get, and after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com, and that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing, that's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's nice. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition and our boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom. Yo, we're back with another segment of K100 Talks, and I'll let Disco start this.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele. Is that how it's pronounced?
Bukele, yeah.
Bukele. Okay, uh-huh. All right, so this guy's a young, kind of a right-wing leader, and it's been going very viral lately. He's built a El Salvador crime was like it's been like it's some of the worst on the planet Earth, right?
Right.
And before 2015, when this guy took over, okay, they averaged like over 6,000 murders, okay.
Whoa.
And put that in perspective, that's like almost like 20 a day.
Yeah, you know, and even bad cities like Philly and Chicago and stuff, they don't want to do it, but they usually hit that 300 mark or go over, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So this guy was averaging like 6,000 murders and stuff. So he got really, what's the word I want to use here? A very controversial way to deal with the gang problem there. And basically he built this 40,000 inhabited mega prison. Okay. And he kind of like has taken away like a lot of the civil liberties that I guess you would call it. And just like, look, if you look like you're in a gang, we're just locking you up and just taking you away. Okay. And if you've seen the videos, the way they treat, they're treating these criminals, like these
gang members, yeah,
like cattle. Like they're paraded around. They have to bend over where they walk. They just have like a diaper on or like a one piece underwear. And but you can see all these guys. They all have the tattoos on the head. You know, they're full covered. Like he basically just went and got all the gangs, right? And it's been effective. Like so, from 2015 to 2022, they were averaging 100 murders in 2015 per 100,000 people. And it's dropped down over the course of over 7 years tenfold to where I guess there's not even – in 2022, there was just barely over 600 murders, and there's only 10 murders per 100,000 people, okay? And everybody's, you know, they're looking at this like, okay, that seems like it's this tough on crime. But of course, you know – but of course,
I'm reading an article, Disco, where a lot of the citizens are all for it. And they're saying they're walking down the street. They're sitting out front of the house when they couldn't do that before. They were all getting taxed by the gangs. So the citizens seem to be cool with it. But I just glanced. So I'm not sure what I couldn't bring it up or what the rest of it. So
the whole lefty media is basically going after this guy. Cause you know, here we are.
Let me give a little context. I just want to say this context. When he talks about violence in El Salvador, it was the most violent city in the world before Bukele came in. And bro, and that mega prison you're talking about, you're absolutely correct. It's the freakiest thing you've ever seen. It's rows and rows and rows, almost like, remember how they used to have the people like in the slave ships, you know, just rows, bro. They're chained by the feet. They're chained by the hands. They're all bent over with their head on the back of the guy in front of them. They all have tattoos. All their heads are tatted up,
right?
You know, and it's a great thing for a photo op. He's showing that to the rest of the nation. Look, I'm arresting these guys. You're safer because of this mega prison. So, of course, the people are loving it.
And he's showing the inhuman way that these people are being treated and saying, look, this is how they're going to be treated every day of their life for years to come, which people are kind of like, why? But he's like, well, you know, this is how you...
Yeah, do you want murderous crime or not?
Right. So we're okay, but let me read this. It's very interesting because, like, you know, on the surface, this guy is a knight in shining armor to like the anti-crime. But let me read some stuff here too, real quick. This is from El Pais. It's an international, I guess, one of these overseas like things. So let's talk about the prison showing the things. So, but this is what he said. Okay. They tell me that I'm brave because we are facing terrorists, drug traffickers, international organizations, major world powers, the local oligarchy. And maybe I'm brave compared to the parasites who governed El Salvador before, compared to politicians from other countries who must be just as parasitic. The president sent a video where she gives a speech to the armed forces. I'm not as brave as the soldiers, the police, and those who risk their lives every day to bring peace to the Salvadoran people and who really face terrorism, crime, and evil. The transfer of 2,000 gang members to the maximum security prison in just 7 months has generated a new wave of criticism from human rights organizations, which question the legality of the measures taken by the president since he declared a state of emergency in El Salvador as part of his security strategy. Since the decree, more than 60,000 gang members have been arrested. But along the way, authorities have committed serious human rights violations. A report presented at the end of January by Human Rights Watch revealed that large-scale abuse has been committed against the detainees and within the country's prison, including extreme overcrowding, violations of due process, lack of guarantees, mass arrests, and deaths in custody.
I was going to say, it sounds like they're jailing them without a trial or a court or anything.
You know, it's like, it's not politically correct. So
no, I understand.
Let me finish it. Well, but it gets interesting because it takes a turn here. So thousands of people, including hundreds of children, have been arrested and charged with broadly defined crimes that violate detainees' basic due process guarantees and undermine process of justice for victims of gang violence. The agency denounces its report. And you can see that's basically what this guy's done. If you look like you're in a gang, we're just taking you off the streets and putting you in the jail. Okay. Mm-hmm. But here's the interesting thing. This is very interesting. Okay. The transfer of the gang members coincides with an indictment filed by the U.S. Attorney's Office at a New York federal court, which accuses two senior officials within the president's administration of having negotiated with the gangs a reduction in homicides in exchange for benefit between 2019 and 2021. The document, made public last Thursday by the Department of Justice, revealed that the Salvadoran government negotiated for at least 2 years with the gangs to slash the number of homicides in El Salvador in order to drive up Bukele's popularity, who in fact continues to have high approval ratings. The president has not commented on the U.S. justice system's accusations, although he spent the weekend retweeting messages praising the prison transfer. Bro, this sounds like a Trump type deal. Like he basically negotiated with the gangs to drive the thing down to pump him up and make him look good.
Right.
That's one of the accusations here.
Did it bring violence down though?
Well, it has. That's the problem. That's the issue here. We're effective crime. Fighting crime.
Yeah, prevention.
Very effective. Clashes with civil liberties.
It does.
But it's like the people don't care. Like if you look like the people have the people that lived in this and have seen the murders decrease by 1,000% in 7 years mm-hmm. are like whatever.
Slow great. Clap.
But the people that are getting arrested, man, what about the innocent people that are just getting thrown in jail with the gang and they're not part of the gangs? It's like, was it collateral damage? Like, it's an interesting conversation. Conan, what do you think about this?
Well, here's the thing. So basically, Bukele, when he came in, they had like the highest homicide rate in the world.
Right.
Okay. And he cut it at 50%. So you can imagine people were obviously noticing that. Okay.
And it's mind you, it is MS-13. And I guess this other gang called the H Street Gang or something. They're the two most popular Latino gangs. We're the ones that were prominent there.
Right.
Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally, tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bear. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. LaGrange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern Belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with 4 dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, and it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why the kit has shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. It's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with 3 free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can get you that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom. So yeah, the Mara Salvatrucha, which you can find all over the United States, and El Barrio 18, which you mostly find like in LA, they were negotiating with them. Okay, and they were offering him better prison conditions and a whole host of things if they could reduce the murders. But the bigger problem was is the same thing that happened with Duarte in the Philippines. These guys, and we've seen what happens when you don't corral rogue officers and you let them do what the fuck they want, starting with the military with Blackwater and all these other, for like the shit that we saw happen not too long ago where they suspended that Scorpion force. Where was it, in Memphis?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So these guys are going out there. They're beating the fuck out of people. They're torturing people. They're killing people. That's not what they're out there to do. And that's what the human rights people are talking about, you know? And so and just let me tell you, Nayib, and I know a lot about him because I watch the Spanish news every week.
Really?
Yeah. And he's on there every week. They're either interviewing him, they're talking about him, or the stuff that he's doing. But he's like a young 40-year-old guy, you know, good-looking guy, good talker, a charmer. You know, and he first came on my radar around 8 years ago when he was the mayor of San Salvador, which is actually where he's from, and the capital of El Salvador, okay? Right. And, bro, when he came in, he was doing a lot of cool shit. Like, he built the first municipal library, and he was doing, like, a lot of positive stuff. But I just think, bro, that when you get up to being the most powerful man in the country, it's hard not to be corrupt. It's hard not to wield power. Right.
You wield your power.
Yeah. And, you know, like they say, absolute power corrupts, you know, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. Right. Because you can get away with whatever the fuck you want. So that's the problem that people are having with him. But here's what's funny. Bukele, and I just looked this up today. He said in a speech to soldiers, he goes, how come the human rights organizations not saying anything when these criminals killed tens of Salvadoran men and women, but they leaped at attention when we began to arrest them, saying we were violating their rights, you know? So, but at the end of the day, they were violating a lot of people's rights. That's the problem here. Cause I agree with his methods.
Here's an interesting thing that I listened to one of his speeches, right? And he was he's been basically like, if you die, like if you're a gang member, and like you get your gang, bro, they're demolishing your gravestone, okay? And people are asking, well, why do you do that? And he says, well, let me compare it to like what happened in Nazi Germany, okay? When you have a group of people like the Nazis, and basically they did these atrocities, right? So when the Nazis were defeated, he says, okay, the Nazis were defeated, but we didn't defeat Nazism. It's like we defeated the Nazis, but there were still Nazis around. So what Germany had to do to try to erase Nazism is erase all of the symbolism of Nazism altogether. It was illegal to like have a swastika, other type of like Nazi insignia and everything. You weren't allowed to have it. You weren't allowed to write it down. They basically said like you just had to to get rid of all the ideology, you had to get rid of all the symbolism. Mm-hmm. He said so when an MS-13 gang member has MS-13 on their grave, he goes, in order for us to, you know, wipe out the, he says, because like the gang culture still exists. So you have to eradicate all the symbolism, like you have to arrest all the people and eradicate all the symbolism that's associated with the gangs. And people are saying that, like, you know, that, well, that's their grave. It's like, yeah, but if their grave says MS-13 gang member, that's not allowed by our law. We have to eradicate the gangs and their symbolism from society, and that includes just like a rape. It's like an ethnic cleansing of the gangs, just all together, everything. And honestly, that's not, you know, that's what they did to eradicate Nazism.
Well, that's what they're doing with like the Confederacy. Yeah. Same thing here.
Right, yeah. Right. It's, you know, and basically you just get rid of all the symbolism, try to erase. You can't, like, people won't even see anywhere, like you can't even think of it anymore, which is, I mean, not a bad idea. Well, you want to get rid of something. You get rid of everything, right?
Living in an area where Philly's had a Democratic mayor forever, and this guy Kenny is like the softest on crime ever. His DA, Krasner, is even softer. It's sort of like the situation in Chicago with the cash bail for all these heinous offenses and everything. They're not tough enough on crime, I don't think. And people will say, oh, you know, you're being right wing or whatever. My only concern is people like me and people like you guys and people like friends that I have, so that they can go out and not be worried about getting attacked or robbed or killed. Same for their kids, you know? And if that takes showing a stronger, like an iron fist or whatever, then that's what it takes. You know, I'm concerned with human rights, but to a certain extent. Like if you're out there attacking innocent people and robbing them and scarring them for life, you're not going to get much sympathy from
me. Well, let's be honest. You're not going to like, and it is problematic because basically when you're dealing with the, you're, after we talked about this before, we talked about this with Stevie Ray. Okay. If you're going to go round up MS-13, all right, you're not getting a bunch of like Barney Fife and Andy Griffiths to go do the job.
Yeah.
But you kind of got to find kind of a thuggish.
You need like a special unit.
Right. Or just like, you know, people that like are willing to do the job.
Or the military.
You know, and like what happens is when they're not solely like, if that's your sole purpose, if like, if you want to have like a gang intervention unit and you got to get some bad people to do this stuff, it's like, that's fine. But like when you're giving them like the job to police over everybody, you know, not just like the gang, then what they're going to do is you're going to have them become a very authoritative, trampling on regular people and stuff like that, you know, something. And then it becomes a problem. Like the problem where the gangs were the problem and they eradicated it, but now you have this other gang of police.
Police gang.
That are kind of like, you know, then, now that's the problem. It's kind of, it kind of flips. You know what I'm saying? Which is maybe like why there's a balance that needs to be in there. Something like keep the gangs, but like let's decrease their numbers and like try to decrease their crime. Because if the cops outnumber the gangs and like get rid of the gangs, then the cops are the gangs.
Yeah, well,
so go ahead.
The problem is, like I said before, that national security police they already had a bad reputation because when COVID broke out, he had like a mandatory lockdown. And like, right. If you were out in the streets and shit like that, these guys would come and kick the shit out of you. Mm-hmm. So he's been having heat for his strong arm tactics. You know, right. Even though I agree with a lot of the things that he's saying and you're saying, like, I'll give you an example. This was like big news over there too. He had said that this is very controversial. He said that he wasn't going to let the prisoners eat if the gangs kept committing crimes outside, you know?
Did it work?
Yeah.
Well, the murders are down by at least 55%.
You know, that's kind of the weird thing these days. Like that's one of the political like polarization things of like, people that want to be tough on crime and people that want to kind of like, you know, are more concerned with human rights. But it's like in countries like this where crime is running rampant and it's excessive and 20 murders a day is astronomical.
That's, yeah,
like,
hell yeah.
Ridiculous, right? When you're thinking about those type of numbers, like, okay, the nice guy crime fighting isn't working. We got to get hire some thugs and start arresting these people. And, you know, bro, you know what it's like? It's like having pit bulls and you let him go out and pee in the yard without a leash on every once in a while. You know, what's going to happen? It's still pit bulls. They may go across the street and bite the neighbor.
Uh-huh.
So Conan.
What up?
I've been training and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I was taking, I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONNAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you want, if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom. Let me tell you how controversial he is. And I actually read this the other day since I knew we were going to talk about him. Okay, just so you know, by the way, he's got huge approval ratings. Okay?
Yeah, I bet.
Of course.
Yes. Sure. Okay. But here's a problem he has. He's very, like I said before, you know, his tactics, you know, during COVID with the prisoners, you know, very heavy-handed, right? Mm-hmm. But he's very polarizing too, because he opposes abortion, including in cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is at risk. Okay, that's number one.
Is that a religious thing? Do you know? Is he like a hardcore Christian or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He goes, I think in the end, in the future, we're going to realize that abortion is a great genocide that we've committed. He's also opposed to same-sex marriage and believes marriage is between a man and a woman. That type of shit in 2023 doesn't fly, you know? So, and then here's the other thing that I wanted to tell you. So basically, one of the things that he's being criticized, which is what's happening in Mexico at the moment, is that he fired 5 Supreme Court justices and the attorney general. Okay. Cause he wants to, you know, just.
He fired the Supreme Court justices.
Right. Okay.
Right.
All right. So,
well, that would never happen. So that's like what you can't do here. Right. You
know, he's being accused. Right. Well, he's being accused. Of governing in an authoritarian manner. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, he was also the first country to announce making Bitcoin legal tender. Mm. Okay. So it was the first country to make the digital currency legal tender. In November 2021, he announced that he was going to build the world's first Bitcoin city. Okay. By January 2022, the price of Bitcoin had fallen by 45%, costing the national treasury up to $22 million in reserves. So these are the things that I'm telling you that he is having problems with.
He's gambling on things, and sometimes some of his decisions are not working out in his favor. Right.
Right. You know. Right. So now he's trying to kind of become an autocrat and, you know, put people in the Supreme Court and have its own attorney general that agree with you, which is the same thing that's happening in Mexico, because López Obrador, he's got this thing called Plan B. And basically what it was to weaken the INE, which is the voting mechanism in Mexico. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so he's kind of facing the same problem right now in Mexico, López Obrador.
It says that he jokes around and calls himself the world's coolest dictator. So he's aware of all the, you know, things people say. But I wanted to get back because I was wondering what religion he was. Apparently his and I don't know how to say this word, Conan, I-M-A-M.
Iman?
Like imam or imam. It's when you're like an Islamic leader. I-M-A-M. Right. Imam or whatever.
Yeah, so imam.
So his dad was the imam of the Muslims in El Salvador, you know, and so his dad converted to Islam, which is very controversial. But he also has Christianity in his background, and he's got I think his mom was Jewish, so he has all these things. And when they tried to find out his religious beliefs during the campaign, he accused reporters and stuff of being Islamophobes. So I don't know where he leans towards, but if he's got Islam and Christianity as background, he's certainly not going to be for abortion or gay marriage or anything. You know, that's two religions that are against that stuff.
Well, it's kind of,
imagine in a country that probably doesn't have many Muslims. They're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, this is kind of interesting. And you know, our country's different because we're like, actually maybe not that different, but like when you have like right wing, you know, guys like this, when they get high, like he's getting high approval rating by fighting, by really, you know, fighting crime really hard.
Right. The biggest fear. That's why you see a lot of these people coming to the United States because of the gang issue.
Right. Right. But I just wonder if, you know, candidates in the United States would ever get that high approval ratings by doing things like that. Because in the United States, we definitely have a victim culture here and an outrage culture where, like, you would see more people being outraged at the treatment of the criminals. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think we would ever get a guy fighting crime like this guy does, like really outside the box type stuff, would ever get that high of an approval
rating. But I think, look, I agree with you. I mean, when you're a cop, you're going against mental health guys, deranged, psychopaths, people on drugs, people gang that members. Are angry, gang members, ex-fugitives. These are dangerous people. You can't have some fucking snowflake out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But, bro, you can't be kicking the shit out of people, you know, when the guy's handcuffed and killing him and all this other shit. That's the problem. I have no problem. I thought it was funny when Trump said, hey, when you stick him in the police car, maybe you don't push his head down. He's a criminal, dude. What are you supposed to treat him good? You know? And you see all the – and like I was talking with Stevie Ray when I was growing up, you know, you respected the cops. You knew they'd beat your fucking ass, but they respected you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no disrespect from the cops to people anymore, and there's no respect from people to the cops. So, you know, I've seen situations like at Petco Park where the cops are trying to question somebody and people are gathering around them, like letting them know, we'll jump you, bitch. And they're drunk and they're throwing shit at them and they're talking shit to them and they're calling for backup. Yeah, call for backup, bitch. And I'm like, fuck this.
Right. You know, I
would want to be a cop.
You reminded me of what we discussed a few weeks ago, because you used the word criminal, Conan, and you know that these days you're supposed to refer to them as person convicted of a crime. So
yeah,
so
I was not aware of that. I think people know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm just,
does that offend somebody?
Yeah, they changed criminal into this.
Who would that offend?
This is like in California prisons. I think in New York.
This is what progressives do. They invent problems so they can solve them. They're acting like these like words that we've used have been problematic in the past where nobody has complained.
Right.
One person will come up and say, like, well, they shouldn't be calling this. And then a couple other people will get like, yeah, you're right. And then they try to change everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, over an issue that nobody was complaining about to begin with. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do.
Right. It's like, you know, I couldn't believe this. I looked it up just to see if maybe it had grown a lot. But like, we have all these debates, and like right now here in San Diego, there's this real big deal because this trans woman, fucking was at a YMCA and she took off her clothes in front of some other girl and she was offended. And she went to the community thing and she was like, hey, you know, I'm trying to take off my clothes, and is undressing in front of her. And so all these people came out protesting trans right and all this shit. And I was like, how did they get so much strength? Because, bro, I looked it up again. They're only 1% of the population.
Yeah.
And most of them are between 13 and 17. Why is that young generation not sure of what they are?
Like, basically, it's being promoted. Used to be just organically. You grew up, you felt like you were good. But now it's like, if you're a tomboy growing up, the next thing you know is like they might be, you know, and transitioned you to a male because, like, you know, bro, because, like, here's the thing. One thing we found about the medical industry, there's tons of money in that. Think about the amount of money, okay? They're be involved. If you want to change a human being's sex,
right?
It's like a fortune.
Take hormones.
And doctors are probably looking at this like, hey, this is a big moneymaker for us. This is like,
how sad is that?
And it's sad that it's happening. You know, like our medical industry now is like more become medical industry for profit. You look at the pharmaceuticals, everything. Now the doctors.
Bro, every commercial on TV is take this. Side effects are this. Take this.
And it's supposed to be your health is like, well, it's just, we just want everybody to be healthy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but now it's like.
There's only like two countries that do like, you know, pharmaceutical ads, and we're one of them.
New Zealand and us.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Similar to that, I saw this news story today, and there's a woman, her name is Nicole Solis, who's being sued by the National Education Association, which is a teachers union. Okay, they're suing her, and I'll tell you why here. It says, in April, Nicole emailed the principal of her school in the South Kingston School District and asked about the kindergarten curriculum and whether or not it would include teaching children politically charged material, critical race theory, gender theory. She immediately faced stonewalling from the school and even a threat of legal action for asking too many questions. Ultimately, Nicole received a bill for $74,000 to fulfill a public records request filed by the Goldwater Institute on her behalf. in July. She's now facing an unprecedented lawsuit, which represents over 2 million people nationwide, the NEA, the teachers union. And so they're suing her for trying to figure out what the curriculum was. Basically, she got one response that said, no, we don't even refer to the kids as boys or girls. We teach, you know, gender fluidity and all that. And it's
confusing.
And I just,
it's confusing kids and causing them mental health problems.
But okay.
You know? Yeah.
Some people believe that and everything. No, but what I was going to say is, but they're doing it to your kids and they're not asking your permission what you want taught. Like, and you can't complain and you can't argue, but I don't believe in that. Too fucking bad. And now you're on a list, by the way. So.
Right.
Bro, and it's so wild because, you know, like you say, you know, they are being indoctrinated because I watched the Grammys and they were like, you know, oh, yeah, you go, girl, Lizzo. And, you know, and the, you know, who Kim Petras is.
No,
I do not.
You know that, bro, there's a monster song by her and Sam Smith. That's fucking, I'm sure they played in your club.
Mm-hmm.
And so this Kim Petras wins and she announced she was the first trans ever to win. And the place was popping and the show was just like. Snowflake City, you know, inclusivity, you know, like that, that seems to be more the message than anything else.
Right. Yeah. It's weird, huh?
Yeah.
But it's like you said before, it's just a, it seems like it's a very loud minority and they're not respecting the,
forget about the loud part. Very powerful minority.
And they're not respect. Like if you're a parent and you don't, you know, I'm not interested in my kid learning about this shit when they're six in kindergarten, then you're the problem. You're an enemy. You're a rabble rouser.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot of debate on it from their side either. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just like, this is the way it is now.
Yeah, beat it.
You know, and it's like,
you're supposed to know what's going on.
Mic drop, you know, like this is the way we're doing it now. It's like, wait a second. You know, this is, it's very confusing, right? That's cool. That's been very interesting. So,
all right. So another interesting conversation. If you got any comments, send them to k100questions@gmail.com and we will check you out next week. Boom.